Probably as hard as it's ever going to be, if I'm honest, touch wood. You know, I think the injuries really set me back. I feel like I'm back. I'm back to the way I was. I feel sharper. I feel stronger. You know, my body's improved on what it did. I've been practicing things that, you know, maybe I weren't practicing before. And I feel good. I feel good.
Do you regret how it happened, you know, what happened to Shrewsbury Town? Because circumstances beyond your control that perhaps fans never saw the best of you.
Yes and no. I mean, the thing is with that, I don't really have many regrets, especially when it comes to football. I think with, you know, I really feel like when I first got to Shrewsbury, I should have worked harder than I did. That's when you look back, obviously. Back at the time, you don't really feel that way. But I definitely, every club I've been to, I've learned something. And Shrewsbury is definitely a club that I went to. And it was a lesson to me not to take things for granted. So I'm glad I've got that installed in me now. Still 26, so hopefully a few years left in me, and I can take that and, you know, and use it in my career ahead.
And you went to Hayes and Yedding, didn't you, after leaving the Greenhouse Meadow? How was that?
It was tough. It was very tough. It wasn't full-time football, so from coming back from injury and then going into part-time was very difficult to keep your fitness, to keep your work rate. And Hereford gave me an opportunity, which was you know, fantastic, back in full-time, working on what I want to work on and, you know, helping myself improve. There's always room for improvement.
I guess it was a difficult period when you're out of the Football League, wondering if you're going to get that chance. You've got to stay confident.
Yeah, definitely. It's nothing I'd ever... you know, want to put anyone else there. It's a tough thing. You've got to support your family and try and support yourself with no level of income, but it's sort of, once you're in that football thing, you sometimes it's the only thing you really know how to do. And as soon as you leave football, it's so tough to break back in, especially these days. It wasn't like this years ago, but I sound old now, but it weren't like this a long time ago. But, you know, getting back in, I'm lucky I got my foot back in the door, and now I'm just trying to push on from it.
And we're looking around Edgar Street now. It's a friendly club to be part of, I would have thought, Hereford United.
Yeah, it is. I think we need to give fans more than they're getting, if I'm honest. Sounds a bit strong, but I don't think we're giving the fans what they deserve. I don't think we're getting the results that we should be, especially at home. And I think we need to improve on that. You know, we've got half a season left, and we need to be careful. We're not safe by any means. And, you know, the teams around us especially are doing much better than they were before. So that's, you know, no excuses. We need to improve.
You've got the former Shrewsbury Town manager, Gary Peters, here, of course, as director of football. Is he really hands-on, or does he leave most of it to Jamie Pittman?
He leaves most of it to Jamie. When he first got here, he had a lot of input. I think now he's sort of put his side in, and now he sort of steps back. And I think, you know, whenever he sees something that he thinks he knows obviously should be improved on, he's happy to step in and say.
His passion, I'm sure, still burning through as strongly as ever, Gary Peters.
Oh, good Lord, yes. He still got the passion for the game, and that's never left him. I don't think it will. I think he'll still be doing the same things in years to come.
So what next for Nathan Elder? What are you hoping to go on to?
I want to stay in this league. I've got such success at Brentford. I need to emulate it, and I want to emulate it, and I won't be happy until I get the same success again. I want to go with the team that, you know, hopefully will get promoted, and I want to do well. You know, I'm not renowned for my goal scoring ability, but I'm good with helping out the team and, you know, setting other people up, and that's what I want to do. You know, hopefully, you know, there's always bigger and better things out there, and I just keep working hard.